This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 15th, 2020. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Here are today's comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. It is with sadness that I report to you the death of longtime SocGen and New Edge technology executive Ed Netter. Here's the message I received from Leslie Sutphen, a longtime colleague of Netter's. Ed was a pioneer in the support of electronic trading and an amazing and tenacious problem solver. He also learned all of the intricacies of trader identification, trade reporting, and owner and control identification. He was also a board member of the FIA Market Technology Board. He was a very kind and supportive human being and a wonderful colleague. Many of us will miss him. May his memory be a blessing. The JLN GoFundMe campaign to support MarketsWiki education and our general operations continues to attract new donors. We are now up to $5,291 of the $300,000 goal. The latest donations were from Les Mail, Ananda Radhakrishnan, Julie Bauer, and in honor of TJC. Les Mail is the chief executive officer of the Dubai Gold and Commodities Exchange. Julie Bauer is an executive vice president, government relations and investor education at the OCC. Ananda Radhakrishnan is a former CFTC director, Division of Clearing and Risk, who is now vice president of bank derivatives policy and general counsel at the ABA Securities Association. The in honor of TJC, I can only guess, is in honor of Thomas J. Cashman, my good friend, former employer, and mentor. Thank you to all of them, all who have given, and all who have yet to give. There's a new episode of the STA's podcast series, STA Trading Views. In the podcast, STA sat down with U.S. Representative Bill Huizinga of Michigan, ranking member of the Subcommittee on Investor Protection, Entrepreneurship, and Capital Markets. They cover the coronavirus pandemic, the state of disclosure around U.S. politics, Jay Clayton's priorities at the SEC, entrepreneurship, and much more. Eurex has an hour-long webinar on October 20th in partnership with Philip Capital at 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time. The title of the webinar is Eurex, the Gateway to Europe. Sign-up link is on johnlothiannews.com. The FIA has a new video on their website titled Who Are We? In the video, you can learn about the FIA and their role in the derivatives markets. The American Financial Exchange, an electronic exchange for direct lending and borrowing of American banking and financial institutions, announced today that the AFX American Interbank Offering Rate, or Ameribor, has been independently reviewed as of June 30, 2020, and has been reaffirmed to meet all 19 principles set forth by the International Organization of Securities Commission, or IOSCO, for financial benchmarks. Rob Merlis and Ed Haravan have emerged from their entrepreneurial COVID-19 bunkers and launched a new endeavor, Get Real, which helps clients imagine and leverage virtual reality and augmented technology to improve the way they work. Merlis and Haravan are former spot trading executives. PanExchange blog has a transcript of a conversation between PanExchange CEO Julie Lerner and Moaram Ventures founder and president Tariq Moaram, titled Between Two Hemp Stalks. My son Tim's roommate tested negative for COVID-19. My wife, my daughter, and I had seen Tim over last weekend, so there was concern we might have been exposed through him. But no is the answer. Sarah Rudolph reports the FIA released its September 2020 volume highlights, which include worldwide volume of exchange-traded derivatives, was 4.24 billion contracts in the month of September, up 13.9% from the previous month and up 41.2% from September of 2019. On a year-to-date basis, volume in the first 9 months of the year was 33.68 billion contracts, up 30.3% from the first 9 months of 2019. Total open interest at the end of September was 964.8 million contracts, down 1.6% from the previous month, but up 5.4% from a year ago. Here are some more stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter. From Crane's Chicago Business, Joe Cahill writes, "When spoofers are sidelined, we all win. Sure, some complain that prosecutors are going too far, but without a foundation of integrity, markets sink into corruption, becoming swindlers' havens to be avoided by anybody unwilling to play the patsy. Recent victories for federal prosecutors battling illegal trading practices in derivatives markets are important wins for all of us. As my colleague Lynn Merrick reported in Crane's this week, the feds are finally gaining the upper hand in their fight to stamp out spoofing, a deceptive tactic that has infected markets over the past decade or so. Spoofers seek to trick honest traders by entering orders they have no intention of fulfilling, quickly removing them when somebody bites, and then capitalizing on the resulting market action." USA Today reports, "Free face masks. Hormel Foods giving away breathable bacon masks. Bacon lovers, there's a new mask for you. Hormel Foods, known for its black label bacon, announced the launch of Breathable Bacon, what it calls a revolutionary face mask featuring the latest in pork-scented technology." The New York Times reports, "As virus spread, reports of Trump administration's private briefings fueled sell-off. A hedge fund consultant summary of private presentations by White House economic advisors fanned investors' worries." On the afternoon of February 24th, President Trump declared on Twitter that the coronavirus was, quote, "very much under control," unquote, in the United States. Numerous statements that he made and his advisors made at the time about the worsening epidemic. He even added an observation for investors: "Stock market starting to look very good to me." Here's the Get Real announcement from Merrill Lease and Haravon. Get Real launches new advisory firm to help clients imagine and leverage virtual reality and augmented reality technology to improve the way they work. Get Real works with clients to establish scalable and successful VR/AR strategies and programs to enable companies and organizations to more effectively train, collaborate, market, visualize data, gather, educate, and raise money. Get Real, a virtual reality and augmented reality advisory firm, publicly launched today to help businesses and not-for-profits implement VR and AR technologies that dramatically improve and scale their organizations. Clients will benefit from Get Real's team of professionals that combine several decades of experience in leveraging emerging technologies and integrated platforms to solve real-world business challenges and create sustainable competitive advantages. Here are the top three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Crane's Chicago. One of Chicago's biggest high-speed trading firms makes a surprising move about DRW Execution Services applying to become a clearing member of the CME Group. Second was Jefferies puts maximum exposure to loss due to involvement with FXCM at $136.8 million from FX News Group. Third was my piece, Joe Sullivan's Influence and Success from JLN. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site has 190,149,149 pages viewed, with 24,460 pages on the site, with 226,319 edits. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com.